10 million Germans last night tuned in to the country's first live televised election debate. Chancellor Gerhard Schröder faced off with the leader of the opposition Christian Democrats, Edmund Stoiber, over taxes, unemployment, and Germany's role in a possible strike on Iraq. There is less than a month to go before national elections, and polls indicate the two main parties are running even. NPR's Guy Raz reports from Berlin.
For weeks, file footage of debates between Kennedy and Nixon, Reagan and Mondale, and Clinton and Bush filled the television airwaves here. Finally, the pundit said, Germany gets its own U.S.-style election campaign.
Guten Abend und ganz herzlich willkommen hier beim
RTL, the private channel that hosted the meeting, billed the evening as a duel rather than a debate. But in last night's duel, no dragons were slain, and neither candidate seemed to improve his party's position in the polls. The debate was Edmund Stoiber's to win. The usually dour Bavarian governor was expected to be trounced by the media-savvy chancellor. But in question after question, the well-prepared Stoiber managed to keep the discussion focused on the economy.
Herr Limburg, wir haben die Flutkatastrophe, aber wir haben noch eine andere.
Responding to a question about the recent flooding crisis in Germany, Stoiber said, we may have the flood catastrophe, but we also have a national catastrophe. 4 million people are out of work. We're at the bottom of the table for economic growth in Europe. Chancellor Schröder, who before the debate admitted there's no love lost between him and his opponent, showed none of his characteristic wit and passion. Instead, Schröder focused on policy rather than politics.
Sie sollten mir jetzt mal eine Bemerkung gestatten. Zunächst einmal geht es um die Verschiebung von Steuerentlastungen.
Responding to an attack by Edmund Stoiber over a recently announced tax increase, the chancellor told the television audience that a tax hike is the only way to ensure that Germany doesn't become a debt-ridden country. He reiterated the themes of solidarity and sacrifice he evoked last week during the flooding crisis. On the question of Iraq, Schröder repeated his opposition to any military action against the country and vowed that Germany will not take part in any attack under his leadership. Stoiber, who generally agrees with Schröder on that score, attacked the chancellor for ruling out any possibilities. I think it's irresponsible to rule anything out, Stoiber said. If the United Nations passes a new resolution demanding weapons inspectors be allowed to return to Baghdad, Germany must also back its vote with the commitment to help enforce the resolution. Chancellor Schröder's been criticized by U.S. officials for describing a potential attack on Iraq as an adventure. But domestically, it's raised his popularity. The overwhelming majority of Germans oppose joining a possible military campaign there. But despite the boost in Schröder's popularity, it may not be enough to win re-election, says Susanne Höhl, a senior political analyst for the German daily Süddeutsche Zeitung.
Funnily enough, the Germans still prefer Schröder as a person, but they don't dislike Stoiber as much as Schröder maybe had hoped they would.
And that reality could translate into defeat for Schröder's ruling Social Democrats next month. It would be the first time an elected post-war German government served only one term. Guy Raz, NPR News, Berlin.